When country girls gather, we like to talk about what matters. It's a round pen without end here at the Country Gal Corral. The gate's open. Come on in and let's visit. A celebration for the birth of our nation is just around the bend. In fact, many have already begun blasting their way through the patriotic holiday, one bag of tent petal black cats and bottle rockets at a time. Dozens of surrounding communities host big shindigs with fireworks, food, and old-fashioned games from the end of June until just beyond July 4th. Some who attend understand the freedoms that we celebrate. Others just appreciate a day off work and a barbecue without thought for why we set apart this day. One man in history knew what it meant to be unashamedly patriotic. He declared his allegiance and national pride through lyrics and orchestration. You may not know his name, but you'll recognize the hits that serve as audible backdrop to many a fireworks extravaganza. 5 decades beyond his talented life, the music of George M. Cohan still inspires America. He wrote, composed, and produced and appeared in more than 3 dozen Broadway musicals and published more than 300 songs during his lifetime, including the patriotic standards, "You're a Grand Old Flag," "The Yankee Doodle Boy," "Over There," and "Give My Regards to Broadway." On June 29, 1936, Cohan was the first artist to be presented with a U.S. Congressional Gold Medal by Franklin D. Roosevelt for raising war morale. It seems these days that country music is the only genre still willing to stand up next to Lee Greenwood and defend her still today. It is country music where you'll hear Johnny Cash teach flag etiquette. "So we raise her up every morning, take her down every night. We don't let her touch the ground, and we fold her upright." Country music challenges the world with fighting pride. You'll hear it in Aaron Tippin's bass profession. "I pledge allegiance to this flag, and if that bothers you, well, that's too bad." Toby Keith lifts up the true heroes by telling their faithful story. "I will always do my duty, no matter what the price. I've counted up the cost. I know the sacrifice. Oh, and I don't want to die for you, but if dying's asked of me, I'll bear that cross with honor, 'cause freedom don't come free." Now, you're probably more familiar with this list of singers and tunes than you are with the World War II classics. And that's okay. Just as long as you remember what Brooks and Dunn have said, that it is only in America where we dream in red, white, and blue. Only in America where we dream as big as we want to. And should you ever meet those who don't adhere to our country-fied loyalty, just borrow the words of Waylon Jennings. "It don't matter where I may roam. I tell you people that it's home sweet home. America. America." This is Brenda Black. May God bless the USA as we swing the gate closed for today.